Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, a chance to touch base with Rocky Mountain Power and get an update on the Naughton Power Plant in Kemmer. Dave Eskelson is the company spokesman for Rocky Mountain Power. Dave, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate the update and a chance for our Lincoln County listeners to hear from the source on what's happening at the Naughton Power Plant. Of course, Unit 3 has already been converted to natural gas. What's the plan for Units 1 and 2? Is that still to go to natural gas soon?
Yeah, we've started construction on the natural gas pipeline infrastructure, and the natural gas supply contracts are in place for operations on that fuel beginning in 2026.
Okay, so is there an estimated time in next year where you feel like that change may officially happen, or is that still in the air?
Well, I think it'll probably take place, you know, soon after the first of the year, based on our other conversion projects for coal plants to natural gas fuel. It takes some months to do that. So I think we'll be ready, you know, pretty early in 2026. I don't have a date certain.
Sure. Dave, remind our listeners the reason for this change from Rocky Mountain Power's perspective. And, of course, you know the importance of coal to the local community in Kemmer and southern Lincoln County and how long it's been. Naughton's been burning coal for a long, long time. And so why the switch to natural gas here?
Yeah. Generally, it's been the result of state and federal air quality policies. Back in 2021, because of the direction of, you know, both state and federal policy regarding air emissions, quite frankly, the expectation for Naughton 1 and 2 was to be retired in 2026. But as those federal and state policies evolved in the years since, it became clear that depending on which way, particularly federal policy swings, we could continue to operate those units if they were converted to natural gas. And that's very similar to the reason that Naughton 3 was converted. It was in response to state and federal air quality regulations.
Speaking with Dave Eskelson this morning, company spokesman for Rocky Mountain Power, when this conversion does take place on Units 1 and 2, will that result in any changes in staff, or will all the employees currently there be able to stay on with the conversion? How does that work?
Well, when it's clear, you know, again, based on our past experience, that there is less equipment to maintain on units converted from coal to natural gas, because there's not the fuel handling infrastructure with natural gas as opposed to coal. But the company continually evaluates our workforce requirements, and we've known that this change was coming for a while. And so what we typically do is try to manage workforce levels with normal attrition. And we have you know, positions elsewhere in the company, so we try to do that without direct layoffs. We try to rely on normal attrition to manage our workforce levels.
Dave Eskelson with Rocky Mountain Power. Dave, appreciate your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today in regards to the Naughton Power Plant in Kemmer?
Sure. Well, when we take a look at our long-range planning every other year, we completely recast our resource planning. And every time we do that, the focus of our work is to come up with the least cost, least risk portfolio of resources to serve customers. And that's, you know, the term that we how we use existing resources and how they'll go into the future, as well as new resources that may be necessary to serve our customers.
And again, just here at the end, to reiterate, it sounds like that the process has already begun and the plan is still to convert to natural gas for those remaining two coal-fired generators in Naughton, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Dave Eskelson this morning, company spokesman for Rocky Mountain Power on SVI Radio.